K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Out of Leesburg, I've got my man Kyle. If you don't mind, share with me a little bit more about your story. You said milkshakes and movies.
Yeah, milkshakes and movies. I mean, the dating scene's kind of hard right now. Like, you know, like chicks just like don't hit you back sometimes. But I met up with this girl and I figured we would do milkshakes and a movie, right? So we were getting kind of close. Like, I thought it was a nice time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something pretty hard, Kyle. Like, why not just move on? Like, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
I mean, I could, but the dating scene's kind of hard. You know, like, girls don't really get back to you. And I thought we had a real connection, like Meg and I.
All right, well, I appreciate you giving me her number. I'm going to call her now. Let me talk to her first, and I'm going to create a space where all of us can talk in the same conversation, okay?
Thanks, man.
Hello?
Yes, looking to speak to Megan, please. Or Meg, sorry.
Yeah, this is Meg. Can I ask who's calling?
So, Meg, my name is Obi. I'm on the air for the legendary station here in town, K92.3. Not sure if you're familiar?
Yeah, I am. Okay. What's up?
Okay, we do something called the second date update. Meg, you went on a date. I'm trying to pair you back up with this guy, Kyle. If you're cool with it, I would love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
I don't know that I really want to talk about this on the air. It's a little uncomfortable.
So if you've heard this before, you know that all I'm trying to do is just get you back on another date, right? I've got a $75 gift card. Both of you can have milkshakes and a movie again.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to do the whole movie thing. That was not exactly what I expected, to be completely honest. I mean, I thought we were going to, like, the nice, you know, movie theater, and we kind of ended up watching a movie in his car.
Oh, okay, so like a drive-in movie?
No, on his cell phone. Like, he apparently has some, like, weird app. It's like a jailbreak app or something. I don't even know how it works. But he was, like, streaming a movie that was, like, in the theaters currently. So that's why I thought, like, we were going to the nice theater. And then we ended up watching it on his little tiny-ass phone on his stand. And it was just, like, so awkward. And like, I couldn't even, like, the sound was terrible.
Meg, okay, hold on. I'm just trying to put two and two together. So you didn't see the movie in a theater and you didn't see a drive-in theater. He just played it on his phone in his car?
Yes, it was so freaking weird. Yes.
Mom.
Not cute for a first date. And then, like, he tried to, like, get all romantic with me and, like, lean in for a kiss in the car. And, like, the timing was off and it was so awkward.
What movie did you guys watch?
The weird, freaky, like, doll horror, like the Megan, I think it's called, the scary one.
Yeah.
Killer doll.
And that's still in the theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, which is why I said I was going to a theater.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, and what, you just didn't have a good time? It wasn't what you were expected? What, did you feel like you were misled?
I mean, kind of, yeah. If this was his idea of a first date, I don't want to know what his idea of a second date is.
So why don't we do this? You just opened the door to me to introduce the fact that I've got Kyle on the line. He just heard all this.
Hey, what's up?
And so, okay, so now all of us can talk about it, Meg.
Oh, my God. Hi,
hey,
Kyle.
Meg, it's, what's up? How's it going?
So, Kyle, wait a minute. So you didn't tell me that you watched the movie inside your car on a phone.
Well, you know, like, it's, I thought that would be, like, an attractive thing to do because it's, like, very fiscally responsible. We're saving a lot of money not going to the movies. It's so expensive. And I had some leftover fries from the milkshakes, so we just kind of brought those because, like, the theater snacks are, I mean, it's an arm and a leg. Like, nobody can afford to go to a movie.
I mean, like, look, I don't know why we're doing this. I didn't really want to, like, hurt your feelings and everything, but if you're trying to impress a girl, like, that is not the idea. Like, and I respect the fact that, okay, like, maybe you have financial troubles, and I'm not trying to be hard on you and judge you and everything, but, like, at least, I don't know, man. Just, like, be a little bit more upfront. It was just, no, it's not for me. I'm sorry. It's not for me.
Wow. Okay. Kyle?
More private, you know? Like, if we go to a movie theater, there's all kinds of people around, you know? It's not very romantic. Like, I thought it'd be really romantic in the car.
I don't know about that. He definitely tried to, like, make out with me during, like, a murder scene, too. It was extremely awkward, and, like, I was just hearing weird shit in the background, and I was like, oh, my God, what is going on? No, I'm sorry. Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. Well, and Kyle, all I promised to do was get you guys talking.
Okay.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.